This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Who done it? Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft is here to puzzle along with all of you. Who done it? I mean, the destruction of the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines that were constructed to transfer natural gas from the bounty of the Russian Federation to Germany to be redistributed, but certainly to fire the German economy. It was destroyed one after another, and we have yet to have an explanation of how it was destroyed or who destroyed it, until Seymour Hersh, a very famous man, journalist, now a senior figure in journalism, a man I remember vividly for having revealed the My Lai massacre of the Vietnam War, for which he was pilloried but vindicated over the course of time, now saying that the pipelines were destroyed by NATO, the United States, some combination of the side supporting Kyiv. Anatole, I don't ask you to solve it. I ask you, as a veteran journalist, why the silence after the report?
Well, I mean, clearly, because it's very, very embarrassing for America, for the West, for the Scandinavians, but, and perhaps, you know, above all, for the Germans, who are heavily invested in this pipeline. But I mean, that is no excuse for the failure to, you know, take up this story. And, you know, there have now been some coverage of it, but mostly an attempt to, you know, pick holes in it, some on more substantial issues about the story, some, frankly, on, you know, rather silly and small things. I mean, I think what one can say, and what should have been said long ago, is that it is extremely implausible to suggest that Russia did it. You know, Russia has absolutely no motive to blow up its own pipeline, which is also a source, of course, of potential future influence over or appeals to Germany, resume gas shipments. But also, surely, I mean, if there was any evidence the Russians had done it, and by the way, Germany announced that its investigation had found no evidence of this. If there was any evidence, I mean, it would have been revealed by NATO. So if you rule out Russia, well, it's either the United States, or there has been a suggestion that it could have been Ukraine, possibly with the help of Poland. Now, they, of course, have a strong motive to do that. Whether they have the technological capacity to do it, I frankly do not know. But, you know, these are issues which journalists, you know, are there to investigate. You know, this, look at it how you will. This is a huge story, you know, which raises profound issues of, well, you know, all the issues that Cy Hersh made his name investigating in the 1970s, and indeed all the way, the question of how far what I believe the CIA calls wet operations, or used to, are, you know, really subject to democratic supervision and control in the United States, other than, of course, by the White House. But, I mean, you know, I am old enough just to remember, you know, the investigations of all these CIA scandals in the 1970s. And then, I mean, there was a general agreement in, you know, writers in the New York Times and the Washington Post and so forth, that, you know, orders from the White House were not enough to justify this kind of operation, and that congressional oversight was also necessary. So, I mean, I'm not saying that Hersh's story is necessarily correct, least of all in all its details, but I think that there is no question that it should be investigated in great detail, and that there should be an insistence that the Biden administration and the Norwegian government come up with, you know, some concrete answers to these allegations.
We just have a few seconds. I've read speculation to bring back to diplomacy that if the pipeline had remained undamaged, that would have been a negotiating point at a peace table. It's now removed from the table. Russia can't use it. NATO can't use it. Do you agree?
Yes, indeed. That might be a reason to suspect the Ukrainians and the Poles, who are, of course, implacably opposed to a peace deal.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. The Cyhurst story I recommend because it's a whodunit that has not been solved. Not in the dining room, not with the candlesticks, not Colonel Mustard. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.